Well, the Oscar contenders are lining up.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that? Friends, pictures, profiles. I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
The site got 2,200 hits within 2 hours.
1,000. 22,000.
This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Millions!
I'm about to embark on a great adventure. With my head
bowed low. I intend to see Papa's killer hanged.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
What's your name, girl?
My name is Maddie Ross. In
the
darkness
is black. The Social Network and True Grit. Proof, surely, that Hollywood is alive and well. But the glitz and glamour of the awards season disguises tough times in Tinseltown. Hollywood faces, to borrow a movie title, a perfect storm. The internet has made piracy easier than ever, and even legal downloads just serve to erode DVD sales. Meanwhile, high-quality TV dramas are edging movies off our screens. One Hollywood legend is already on the skids. MGM, the studio that produced Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz, is $4 billion in the red and has just emerged from bankruptcy protection. So are we about to say goodnight to the City of Dreams? Here's Mike Goodrich, the editor of Screen International, a leading film industry journal, to give Hollywood a close-up.
Not only did the economic crisis hit a couple of years ago, but the whole way that people go to see movies has changed. The DVD business has essentially collapsed around the world. Television stations have stopped buying movies like they used to. And these are the things that used to buoy up the Hollywood studios and buoy up their financial model. So now they're left spending hundreds of millions of dollars making these films and another hundreds of millions of dollars marketing them and releasing them. And they haven't got that backstop of DVD and television to bring them into profit. So they're really struggling.
It seems like an odd time to be talking about the decline of Hollywood when 2 years ago we had the most successful film of all time, grossing, what, $2.6 billion? And on top of that, we haven't actually seen a decline in audiences in most Western countries. They're just level pegging. I mean, that's not that bad.
Audiences are flat, but like I say, theatrical release of films is only the first stop for a film. It then goes to television and pay television. It then goes to DVD. And that's where the money is being made to recoup the enormous cost of something like Avatar, which cost about $300 million to make, another $200 million to release. That's $500 million. I mean, the film grossed nearly $2 billion, but a lot of that went to theaters and marketing costs. So in terms of profit, Avatar didn't bring in the billions that people thought it did.
But isn't what's happening with DVDs just a transition to a new technology? Now we're streaming them online, we're downloading them instead.
That is the big question. While everybody is hoping the DVD will be replaced, just like DVD replaced VHS, they don't quite know what the next step is going to be. And unfortunately, the demographic that they make and market these movies to, which is teenage boys and girls, seems to have a demand for illegal piracy, getting things for free like they have in the music business, and essentially not filling that financial gap that's now gaping in front of them. The video on demand model is of course perfectly poised to take over from DVD, but it's not proving to be as lucrative as DVD was.
Why not?
Because audiences probably cannot wait that 3 or 4 months before those films are made available.
Well, we've all become much more impatient, have we?
The kids have, yeah. And this is what the internet has generated in these young viewers.
But that doesn't sound like the model of Hollywood's actually broken. What it sounds like is the model needs to be tweaked.
Yes, easier said than done. You know, I mean, there's a historic deadlock between the exhibition distribution community, which means you can't just change release patterns overnight. The financial health of the exhibition community, the actual bricks and mortar cinemas and their popcorn sales, is dependent on there being that gap between a film going to another medium.
Why do you mention popcorn?
Because that's the business of theatres. They bring people into their cinemas and make most of their money through selling popcorn and Coke.
Has television changed? I mean, is there more competition from television than there was before?
There are various things in television. The cost of making television has gone down, and with reality, television programming has completely transformed the TV landscape. And the cost of buying movies has gone down. TV stations realize that they don't have to pay that much for movies anymore because their premium programming is either reality or it's original drama. You see Sky now in the UK making its own drama series and miniseries. You see HBO, of course, in the US, which is a classic example, creating some fantastic TV drama.
I mean, sometimes more challenging than Hollywood.
This is another symptom of this crisis, is that Hollywood has stopped making a lot of those challenging dramas that it used to, and all that talent and all those projects have gone to television. So there is a sea change. Hollywood is now focusing on blockbusters about superheroes and comic book characters.
Why isn't it taking risks at the margin? Why? I mean, if there's a demand for them on TV, presumably there's a demand for them in movie theatres, and TV broadcasters would buy edgy movies if they were to make them.
No, it just isn't working like that. There is too much of a risk in that business. All the Hollywood studios are owned by large conglomerates who cannot afford to take a risk. If they're going to spend money on movies, they're going to go for the safe option, which is spend all your money on six guaranteed, if anything can be guaranteed in the movies, blockbusters with very well-known properties, like a Marvel comic book character, like a Harry Potter franchise, like Twilight. Get those things that are proven with audiences, and that's what they're going to make. It's a very boring time creatively, of course, and that's what television is picking up.
But a number of studios are actually doing really well, aren't they? I mean, Disney has done brilliantly. It's only MGM, isn't it, that's having real problems, that's in administration.
I think that's a big generalization. I mean, you know, traditionally Warner Brothers and Disney are the leading studios, but many studios are troubled at the moment. Paramount and Universal, I think you don't have to look too far to see troubles there. Universal has just been bought by a large media group in the US called Comcast, and that's going to have enormous ramifications for the future of that studio. The studios are a creaky model, and in the last 2 years they have shed tens of thousands of jobs. Hollywood as a town itself is in crisis. Thousands of people are unemployed looking for new jobs and going into the gaming business or the TV business or other types of entertainment and leaving film behind.
Mike Goodrich, editor of Screen International.